see me eating you here in your closet, in your room, in your place. You come here often? Your time is up, mortal. What do you mean? Why am I wearing your hoodie? What's a hoodie? I don't even know what those are that aren't on my body right now, and you didn't just see me sniffing? And I also didn't just pull the hood over my head and my face. What's a face, anyway? Funny you asked, mortal. I was just on my way to take you to the afterlife. But I happened to notice that you have quite the extensive hoodie collection, and I just got distracted. And besides, it's not fair for someone to hoard all these comfy, warm, cozy hoodies to themselves. Sharing is caring, you know. Hey, watch your mouth, human. I have at least a century on you. Who am I? Baby, I'm a beautiful nightmare come to whisk you away to the afterlife. Your time's up. Tremble before me if you wish. I understand. I am quite a sight to behold. It's not every day your kind speaks with a Dullahan. Fear not, mortal. I shall make this quick and painless. Now then, any last words? You think I'm beautiful? Wait, no! You're not supposed to agree with me. You're supposed to be trembling in fear at my unearthly visage, not ogling it. Gosh, mortals can be so incorrigible. What do you mean I'm blushing? For your information, Dullahan don't blush. Your eyes must be playing tricks on you. Plus, we can't blush, and blushing doesn't exist anyway. What's a blush? Anyway, if you're done being a dork, I have a pretty tight schedule, so let's go. Wait, don't panic. I'm still alive. Stop screaming. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. At least there's nothing bruised but my ego. I told you, I'm a Dullahan. Or a type of fae, you know, like the headless horseman. Except I don't reek of stables all the time. Hey, do you think you could help me get my head back? My depth perception is kind of skewed when it pops off like this. Don't be scared. Just, pick me up and kind of pop my head back on my body. You know, like over there. Like, I can't really point because I'm just a head right now, but if I had my hand, I would be pointing to my body right there. What do you mean, what do you get in return? For what? Basic human decency? Your regrets? I hate to break it to you, but it doesn't really work like that. The whole unfinished business thing is kind of a myth. Think about it. If we let everyone with unfinished business stay behind in this world, it would be overrun with ghosts. But I'm curious. What is your biggest regret? You perv? Fine, I guess it's pretty valid to regret dying a virgin. Well, what exactly do you want me to do about it? You dork! What do you think I am? I came to escort your soul to the afterlife, not be an actual escort. Well, I could maybe, possibly, potentially help on one condition. I want the hoodie you're currently wearing, or no deal. How about them apples? Wait, really? You're not being serious. It's not like I actually wanted your hoodie or anything, but if you're offering... And I guess I wouldn't mind stealing your virginity either. It's the least I could do, as the super duper awesome at sex amazingly experienced woman that I am. You should be grateful to lose it to someone like me. So, if you could just put my head back on my body, we can begin. What? I guess it could be convenient for my head to be able to pop off. What are you trying to... Oh. So let me get this straight. You want to use my head like a fleshlight? You want to fuck my face. Literally. That's pretty hot, actually. I wouldn't mind. Wow. That's pretty impressive, actually. I guess I'm lucky my throat is a literal bottomless dimensional portal right now. Or I wouldn't be worried or anything. Please go slow. I haven't actually given a blowjob before. Lick the tip? Okay. I guess it doesn't taste horrible. Should I start licking more of it? Sorry, you'll have to bring me closer. I can suck the tip of it too. Fine. You actually taste pretty good for a human. You want me to take more of it into my mouth? Okay, but go slow, like I said. I'm really starting to enjoy this. I want all of you. I want to feel you slide all the way down my throat. Oh. biscuits so good. You taste so fucking good. My body... it's definitely enjoying itself. In fact, I think it should get some attention too. Don't you agree? I want you to lay on your back. You can keep fucking my mouth if you want, but it would only be fair if I got to fuck yours too. That's it. Just relax, while my body makes its way to you. Shut up! I have to crawl, or I might accidentally trip over you. Okay. Now, I just have to move my panties to the side slowly and sit on your... Oh, God. Your tongue feels so good on my clit. How do I taste? I... Oh fuck, wait, this is getting a little too intense. I feel kind of weird. Of course it feels good, I've just never felt like this before, and I've never done this with anyone before. Do that again. It feels good when you suck on my clit. And flick your tongue like that. Oh god, I can't help it. I want to taste you again, please. Please fuck my throat while you don't fuck my pussy. I want to make you feel just as good as you're making me feel. Oh. You're driving me crazy. I bet you're enjoying eating me out while you fuck my tight little mouth. You're getting so close. I can feel it. It's okay. I don't mind. You can fuck my face harder, faster, but please, in return, I'm going to squeeze your head between my thighs, rolling and bucking my hips against your tongue. Oh god, that feels amazing. I want to come with you. I want to make a mess all over your face while you pump your big hot load down my throat. Tilt all back. I want every inch of you. Every last drop. I want to drain those big heavy balls. I held up my end of the bargain, so you better honor yours. wasn't half bad. For a mortal, I mean. Unfortunately, I still kinda have a job to do. Although, maybe if you promise not to tell a single soul, I might know a way you can keep yours. Grab as many hoodies as you can carry and follow me. We're gonna go to my house.